And every single one of us had this chus to just go through of the most beautiful time of the year. Starting already Rosh Chodesh Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Seir Shemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Sukkis, Hashanah Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, non-stop Yom Tovim, non-stop Moyadim. Moyadim means a Moyad is a meeting place, it's a time when we meet the Rabbi Nishalom. Days to reconnect with the Rabbanu Shalom, days to get chizik, his iris, to reestablish that very special relationship that each and every one of us has with the Rabbanu Shalom, to remember what it is, to focus on ruchnias. We had three-day Yom Tovim. Three-day Yom Tovim where there's an Isra Malacha and we were forced to focus on ruchnias in a beautiful way. Hopefully we don't need to be forced. And now it's all over. Now we're entering into the winter. Minog by the Chasidim, this Matzei Shabbos, you wish each other not just a good vach, but a good winter. I don't know if you guys have heard such a term. So how do we keep all this chizik with us? Hopefully each and every one of us had a lot of chizik. Just a day like Yom Kippur, hopefully we had a lot of chizik. How do we keep all the tefillahs and all the mitzvahs and the simchas Torah, that rejoicing with the Torah, how do we keep it all with us? How do we stay alive? As we felt over Yontif. I want to start off just with a chain of gematrias I've been sharing over Yontif. I think it's very, very special. But I think it's one of the keys and very, very much applies and appropriate for what we do together here once a week. You know, our avodah and what these days were all about, where we're trying to elevate our guf into a neshama, right? Our neshama is kula ruchni, our soul is spiritual, and our guf is physical. And life is a battle between that neshama and that guf. Life is a battle. Are we more ruchmistic or are we more gashmistic? Are we more inclined and in touch with our neshama or more in touch with our guf? And hopefully over Yontif, we were so much more in touch with our neshama, even though obviously I'm sure all of us ate a lot. But even that eating was done in a sukkah, and was done besudas Yontif, and was done to elevate it into a neshama dika yantiv. Vada on Yom Kippurim, we were cool on neshama. Yom Kippur, we were like a neshama. We ignored our guf completely through all the inuyim. So how do we make sure that our guf is a neshama? How do we keep that? So this is interesting, very beautiful idea. If you take the gematria for neshama, the gematria for neshama is 395. The gematria for guf, for the body, is 89. There was a minhag that we had throughout all these Yom Tovim that went until Shabbos Bereishis, to constantly be having honey, right? That we started by dipping our apple in the honey, but then we dipped the chal in the honey, and that continued throughout Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, well, Yom Kippur, not, but by the Suda of Erev Yom Kippur, perhaps, by Sukkis, by Shemini Atzeres, through Shabbos Bereishis, to have honey. What's honey in Hebrew? Dvash. What's the gematria dvash? Gematria dvash is not a difficult one. It's 306. If you take guf 89, and you take in the honey, the dvash, so 89 plus 306 is what? 395. Exactly the gematria neshama. Meaning when we take in the honey, the dvash, we're somehow is a symbolism of elevating our guf into a neshama. How? On one level, you could say dvash is what? Is Torah? Torah is compared to dvash. When we sit and learn Torah, we elevate our guf into a neshama. But I'll tell you another way. If you take the gematria for dvash, it's also exact, 306 is exactly gematria, musr. Musr is exactly gematria, 306. So if you add the musr, which should be said in a sweet way, to be makabel the musr into our guf, we'll elevate our guf into neshama. If we take in the 306 of Musar, of that Dvash, we take our guf and we elevate it to a neshama. So alavai, every single week we have the schus to get together to learn a few minutes of Musar. And the idea is that we should elevate our guf into a neshama. And the idea is that then that's something through the Musar, if we're willing to accept Musar and listen to the Musar, we could elevate our guf kulo to neshama always, not just during Yom Tovim. And if we're zoicha to do that, then we'll be zeicha also to what's gematria 306, which is Av HaRachamim. Av HaRachamim is also exactly Gematria 306. If we take in the Musar into our guf and elevate to a neshama through the Dvash, we'll be Zoichet to Av HaRachamim, a merciful Father, will bring Bracha and Shefa and Geula and Refua to all of us, Beza Hashem, and have a big, big, big year of sweetness, a big, big year of Simcha. Aber how? Besides for the Musar, what else are we going to be doing to ensure that these days of Chizik, these days of Zoris, stick with us? So what was the culmination of all these days? The final Yontav Midah, right? So it was Shemini Atzeres, right? Final Yontav is Shemini Atzeres. What is this Shemini Atzeres? It's a famous Chazal, I'm sure you all know it. What is Shemini Atzeres all about? What's the purpose of that Yontav? Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, Kosha alai lafridaschem. Kosha alai lafridaschem means what? It's difficult for me to separate from you. Kosha alai lafridaschem. Hashem says we were together for so many days. We spent our Elul together blowing shofar and saying L'David Hashem and Yimei Slichos. And we spent the Rosh Hashanah together. And we spent an Aser Shemei Tshuva together. And we spent the Yom Kippur together. And we spent Sukkot together. And we spent the Shana Rabbah together. I can't be without you, he says. My Yidin, my Bnei Yisrael, I can't be without you. Stay with me one more day. One more day together. Koshar Lafridasim. And there's a question every one of us asks, and a question every one of us has to think about. It's Taka, I don't know how many of you yet got the Sefer that Zoicha put out for Bereishis, but I spoke about it in the Sefer, in the first Parsha, in Parsha's Bereishis. The question is, how does this one day help? Doesn't it just prolong the inevitable? Meaning what? Think about it. L'mashal. You have a kid, and he lives far away from his parents. He lives in Australia. Once a year, he comes to spend time with the parents. He travels back, and he spends 2 weeks with his parents. And at the end, the parent says, please stay one more day. Please don't leave yet. So stay one more day. And then what happens at the end of that day? Again, I'm going to miss you. What's the one day help? It's one extra day. Doesn't it just prolong the inevitable? Isn't that separation anxiety going to be the same by the end of the next day? What does Shemini Atzeres really do? How is it not kosher lafridaschem again? So I thought we could say as follows. What do we link to Shemini Atzeres in the way it should be done? Let's say we all had this chus, everyone in this room, to celebrate a Shemini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael, right? And that's the way it should be done. In Eretz Yisrael, what's together with Shemini Atzeres? Not separated like we have here in Chutz Lartz. What's together? Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah and Shemini Atzeres is one and the same. We rejoice with Torah. One time a year, we dance with our Torahs. We show our love for the Torah in such a way. And you know what we're saying to Rabbanu Shalom? Don't worry, I'm not going to separate. You know why I'm not going to separate? Because Torah I have always. Vada, maybe we only have a shofar once a year, and we have a lulav and esrog once a year, and a sukkah once a year. But the deepest way to connect to Hashem is through learning Torah. And that's something I can rejoice and be besimcha and be connected to you with always. Always I can be with Torah. And if we're willing to sacrifice for Torah, I'm going to feel that connection always. And the chizuk that we got from all these days of Yom Tovim will stick with us. Vadil will stick with us. Ultimately, by the way, that's what all the Yom Tovim, you could look at them, that's what they all were about, were Yom Tovim of Torah. Meaning, what was the pinnacle of all these days in a certain sense? Sometimes you can look at these Yom Tovim, the pinnacle being what? Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the Shabbos Shabbaton. And you can look at all the days prior to Yom Kippur, starting from Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Aseret Yemei Tshuva, as what? Hachana for Yom Kippur. And then you have Yom Kippur, which is the pinnacle, and then you have Sukkot and Hashanah Rabbah Shemini Atzeres, which is what? The Simcha post-Yom Kippur, right? But post-Yom Kippur is the pinnacle. And what was the pinnacle of Yom Kippur? Yoim Shel Luchos Shnios. A day of Kabbalah is a Torah. And that's what we could keep with us. That's why the lingering taste is Simchas Torah. Of all these days. Because that we could have always. That relationship with Torah we could have always. But it has to be when we're sacrificing for it. We're showing our love for it. I had this chus over Yontiv one night, Chol HaMoed. I was asked to speak at a very special siyum. A siyum on Seder Moed. So many people made siyum on Seder Moed over these last couple weeks, right? Because Daf Yomi finished all of Seder Moed about 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, right? So there were a lot of siyum made. Seder Moed, but this one was very special. First of all, it happened to be that it was Leila Nishmas, my Zaydi, Yitzchak Moshe HaKohen, who's in Shamash and Aliyah. It's first of all for me on a personal level. But who made the Siyum The siyum was made by a dafyoimi chabura. My father goes in the morning. The chabura is given by a baal bas who's mamish a tzaddik, a very special person, Rav Shmuel Grossman, in Yeshiva Shar Yashiv. And I believe it's 4:30 in the morning. 4:30 or 5. I think it's 4:30 in the morning. 4:30 in the morning. The Baal Batim get together and they sit and learn Daf Yomi in Shar Yashiv. You imagine what that is, 4:30 in the morning? I'm not even yet dreaming of waking up. Usually I'm just going to sleep. 4:30 in the morning, they're getting up to learn Torah. You can't even understand what that is unless you have such a love for the Ribbono Shel Olam, such a love for Torah, that you're going to wake up. That means what time you're waking up? You're waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning to learn Torah. And a lot of, I know personally, a lot of these Baal Batim, that's not only the Torah they learn. That's why they're waking up so early, they can learn a few hours in the morning, not just Daf Yomi. Not just Daf Yomi. So they can learn for a few hours before they've davened, and before then they have to go out to work. But they're sacrificing the Torah. There's such avos to Torah. That's how I stay connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's how I take all the Yom Tovim. That's the culmination of Simchas HaTorah. The MS is, we're leading in to Parshas Noach. And in Parshas Noach, we see as well the Koyach HaTorah in such a special way. We all know in Parshas Noach, everyone focuses, obviously, the beginning of the Parsha. Much of the Parsha is the Dor HaMabel. But also in Parshas Noach at the end is what? Is the Dor HaFloga. The Dor HaFloga. The Dor HaFloga, as you know, was that Dor that built that tower, trying to defeat Hashem. And in some ways, you can look at that Dor as even worse than the Dor HaMabel. It's true, obviously, in some ways not. That's why the Dor HaMabel had to be destroyed. Dor HaFloga didn't have to be destroyed. But the Dor HaMabel was taiva. It was just terrible, and we all have it to some degree. The Dor HaFloga tried to defeat Hashem, whatever that means. Tried to combat Hashem, tried to kill out Hashem, whatever that means. Could there be something worse? Could there be worse? The Dor HaFloga. And where did the Dor HaFloga take place? Where did it take place? So the pasuk says, "Vayi bin nasam mikedem yimso biko beret shinar vayeshvu sham." This door, they were looking for a place to be to settle, and it was in Shinar. What's Shinar? The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Mibayis says, "You know where Shinar was? Why there? That's where all the dead people of the Mabel were buried." So it had like a tam of tuma. It was full of tuma. They wanted that to connect to that tuma of the Dor HaMabel as well. That's going to be their makum of tuma. That's going to be their makum of tuma. But if you look in Unkelus, you see as well, what is this Shinar? What is this exact place, Shinar? So Unkelus says, when he translates Be'eret Shinar, Ba'ara de Bavel. Shinar was Bavel. What do we know about Bavel? We know Bavel being the makum of Talmud Bavli. All the Torah that we have the schus to learn day in and day out. All the Torah that builds our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Was in that exact place. In that same place. Why is it? How could it be? What is it? If that's a place of such tumah, on such a level, the Dor HaFloga, the same exact place, is the makom of Talmud Bavli, of our Torah, of the foundation of our Torah, and pump, that's the idea that Rabbanu Shalom tried to teach us. That if you want to defeat even the most difficult of tumah, the worst of difficulties, it's with Torah. And therefore, that's what it is. Kasher lafridaschem. Yes, it was difficult. So many days with Ribbono Shel Olam. So many days with Yom Tovim. So many days where it was such a conducive, such an easy way to be close to Hashem. But I'm left with the lingering taste of Simchas Torah. I'm left with that taste of Torah. I'm left connecting to Torah. But I heard a different pshat in this as well. And Kasher lafridaschem. What those words mean. Heard a very beautiful pshat in Kasher lafridaschem, and I want to try to connect the two ideas. I heard this from the Rebbe, where Davin, Rebbe Spiegel, the Astrof Kalshina Rebbe. He said it over from a Rebbe. I don't remember who it was offhand. It was the last Torah I had the schus to hear in the sukkah. Very beautiful. The binug by him is him and his children and sons and son-in-laws. The end of as Shemini Atzeres is turning into some Torah, they're in the sukkah and singing and dancing, and he tells over a little Torah. I don't want to tell you how late in the day it was before Mincha, but it was very, very beautiful. And this is what he told over. He says, "What's pshat in kasha lafridaschem?" He said, "We know Yom Tov is a tremendous time of achdus on so many levels, right? We were together with our family, together with friends. It's a time all week long. We're all doing our own things. We're all over the place, working, school, learning. But mamish all over. Very rare during the week that families eat together. Very rare. Yom Tov is a very special time of achdus, a very special time of togetherness." Even the way we treat each other, b'halacha is very different. We look at people that generally we wouldn't eat from their food because we'd be choshech as far as tumah goes, and we look at every yid like a chaver. Meaning, in halacha as well, there's just a tremendous amount of achdus v'reis on Yantiv, right? We all felt it. We all understand this. Come home to be with family, Yantiv, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu says to us as that Yom Tovim is ending, Kasha alai lafridaschem. It's difficult for me that you should separate. I don't want you to separate from each other. You know all this achdus you had, which is so beautiful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Levinu Shemayim, where his children, he sees all his children getting together, all his children being together, all his children of achdus v'reis. This kasha lafridaschem. Stay this way. Stay connected. Stay with one another. I want you to keep that togetherness. Because kasha lafridaschem, it's so difficult for me when you're not together. So we have to try to keep that as well. That achdus, the reis, the togetherness that we had over Yontiv. So maybe I was thinking we could connect these two ideas. We started off by talking about what the lingering taste and the kasha lafridaschem, how we solve that is through Torah. And that's the simchas of Torah at the end. But maybe we could connect that to kasha lafridaschem, the difficulty that Kadosh Baruch Hu says when we disconnect and when we're not together. And maybe we could join the two ideas together. And what do I mean by that? That we have to be reinvigorated and we have to come into a new zman in yeshiva, a new zman of amelus b'tor, a new zman of asmada, but do it ba'achdus. To realize and recognize, oi chavrusa, oi mesusa, set up new chavrusas, realize maybe I want to learn a little bit more at night, or maybe a little more in the afternoon, but realize by myself it's not going to be as easy. I want to do it together, ba'achdus, set up a chavrusa, a new chavrusa at night, a new chavrusa in the afternoon. Realize when you have a chavrusa, it's obviously more responsibility. Realize when you have a new chavrusa, you're giving to others as well. You can be mashpia on another person and grow ba'achdus v'reis. As you're connecting to Torah, as you're keeping that relationship that we've built over these days, that's how we should walk away from these days. We should walk away from these days both with a tremendous chizik and inspiration to be learning with serious asmada to keep this connection, but also with wanting that achdus. And maybe we as Bnei Yeshiva can do it as one. And think about setting up, maybe even the chavrusa is not necessarily with the guys, bringing guys that aren't necessarily learning until now. You'd be so shocked and surprised. You know, we're getting ready for this Shabbos project. Parshas Noach is very, very, very special throughout the world, and people are going to invite Yidden to their Shabbos tables, so the whole Shabbos, whatever everyone's doing, very, very beautiful. And halavai, if even one Yid keeps a Shabbos, or one Yid has a taste of Shabbos, it's all worth it, it's all beautiful. But you know what, also meaning, we, in when it comes to Torah, you'd be amazed. You know, a lot of your friends that aren't necessarily in yeshiva right now and aren't necessarily learning the way they should be learning, you'd be amazed that maybe it's hard to give them the chizik that you want to be giving them because you know that they're not open to it, not wanting it. But when it comes to learning, you'd be amazed how many guys would be willing to learn with you, because that's not threatening at all. That's chokhmah, and it's chokhmah lukis, and it's spiritual and beautiful. And guys will be open. Set up chavrusas, bring. That's the achdus we're talking about, the achdus of Yom Tov that we can connect to with the Torah. Halavai, we should be zoicha to keep all the chizik of these days, the chizik in Torah, the chizik in achdus, and show the Rabbeinu Shalom that just like a kash baruch is a kasha lafridaschem, it's also kasha aleinu. It's difficult for us. We don't want to leave you, Rabbeinu Shalom. Don't worry. The same way you don't want to leave us, we don't want to leave you. We're going to stay connected to you. We're going to stay connected to each other. And that's us. We'll be connected to Rabbeinu Shalom always. We'll be as Mashiach from here.